What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show. New head coach, Western Kentucky, Hank Ploner with me on the Boss Man Show in the big office now. He's going to do his thing, man. Coach, good to see you, brother. How you doing?
I appreciate it. Yeah, move down the hall a couple steps. This office is a little more spacious in here, so I'll take it for sure. But no, I'm happy to be here. Obviously blessed to be the head coach now here at Western Kentucky. Looking forward to what's in front of us.
No doubt, man. I must tell you, man, I came up there when you all played Mexico State last time, man. The crowd, well, it was a cold day, but the crowd in Dildo was crazy. So talk about knowing you're at a school where the community supports the team. You know, football's going with Tyson over there in football, man, and what Todd Stewart and the administration really is putting behind you guys. And, of course, putting facilities and things like that, having a loyal fan base up there on the top, man.
No doubt, man. Like it's definitely, we're fortunate. You always want to be at a place where people care, you know, and people care here. People want to come out. They want to support you. They want to get to know the players, you know, whether it's our basketball team, like you said, whether it's football team, shoot, right now in the spring here, baseball, softball, whoever it is, you know, we're at a place where there's a ton of support. There's a ton of investment. People care. People want you to do well. People want to get to know you and be part of the success. So it's kind of a, You know, we're blessed to have a great AD and Todd Stewart, as you said. When everybody's moving the same direction and everybody's got the same kind of goals and agendas, in order to and ultimately, obviously, to help young people succeed and to grow and to mature and no doubt to win some games too. But when everybody's kind of moving that same direction, you're at a great place, and obviously that's what allows us to have a lot of success.
And you know, being in Bowling Green, close to Nashville, Bowling Green's growing. Talk about that in recruiting wise. When you talk to a young man who wants to come and get an opportunity to play for you guys, about what he can come to at this build this great place here on the top there, man. What you all are doing with facilities, education wise, building around this Bowling Green itself, man. What you can sell to a young man who comes in coming here, get a good education, and play ball at a high level in a great conference.
Yeah, Bowling Green's growing very, very fast. It is kind of like a, I don't know, it's a mini kind of suburb Nashville feel to it. And there's a lot of new development, new businesses, new people moving in. Just in my short time since I've been the head coach, you meet, you know, people come up and introduce themselves, and it's, man, I moved here 25 years ago and I never left. I moved here 10 years ago and never left. Great place to raise your kids. You know, my kids then went to WKU. Like, it's, you hear all these individual stories about how just Bowling Green attracts and is a great place for a person or a family to live. So it's, you know, sometimes, you know, you wonder if where you're at, if the community, if the city is going to help or hurt. Well, shoot, it helps us tremendously here, man. Like, it's, you know, I think everybody has a passion for the people, for one another, for, I think there's a lot of people who moved here, lived here, and being in Bowling Green has helped their life. And now they want to kind of pay that forward to the young men, the young women that are athletes here at Western Kentucky that we coach. So when you find people that are that passionate in kind of giving back, in kind of helping us as coaches, give each student athlete, each young basketball player the best experience, the best education, the best life experience, the best knowledge. We have people come in trying to, you know, give life, you know, whether it's advice, whether it's, shoot, we just finished tax season, whether it's help with how to set up, you know, free advice, free aids to try to help get those type of things done. So it's a community that kind of every conversation I have ends with, hey, coach, please let me know how we can help. Please don't hesitate. Please let me know what we can do to help your guys. And no doubt, I think that you can kind of feel that infectious, you know, positivity, that infectious attitude that people have here. You know, you feel very, very comfortable telling parents, telling families that they should feel very, very good about their son coming to school here and living in this community for sure.
And I got to spend firsthand, man. I was on the golf cart with Coach Lutz when they go play MTSU in football, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody stopped Coach Lutz on the golf cart. He was showing me around camp on the golf cart, but everywhere we would go, we couldn't get to go. He was, hey, coach. He was like, wow.
It's important. You know, you always want to be at a place where what we do is important, you know, and I don't know. Sometimes I think coaches probably talk about the pressures of a job, or, man, what happens if it goes bad? Hey, man, what happens if it goes good? Like, what happens when we win? You know, we're a month, 6 weeks after making the NCAA tournament. What happens when we get back there in a year or two and we make the Sweet 16, you know, and that's happened here before, you know, so we kind of know what happens when you do that. But, man, you can create that environment. You create that excitement, create that personal investment that people have here. There's no better experience for a young man to come here and experience that.
How cool has it been getting on the floor with the guys as the head coach now, man, and guys know who you are, know what you're about, man, know you've been the head coach at JUCO level as well. So how's it been getting out there on the floor to kind of running your own show again, man?
You know, it's coaching. So it's, don't get me wrong. I think when you get to ultimately decide what we're doing and ultimately put your own spin or personality on what we do, yeah, it's cool. That's what we all do it for. It's awesome. At the same time, I'll tell you, like, we have a lot of guys still here, you know, returning from our team we had last year. So, and we obviously had a lot of success. So it really hasn't been. I'm fortunate that I was a head coach for a while, because I think the experience teaches you, hey, don't break it if it ain't broken. You know, we have a good thing going. Our guys are in a really good place. We have a, you know, we've created a basketball family and a togetherness that is unique. So kind of as we move in, yeah, it's my year one, but it's really our year two, you know, and we're really building together. We really have a close bond together. So yeah, going out there, it's been cool, but I wouldn't tell you I'm necessarily trying to just right away say, hey, man, it's about me. No, it's not about me, man. It's about trying to pick up to kind of build on where we were. It's about each and every player that we have. And no doubt it's been cool for me, because as a junior college coach, you coach freshmen and sophomores. Man, we're now about 6-7 seniors here that are, you know, 22, 23, 24 grown men, you know, that you know, we have guys that have college degrees that are getting their master's degree on our team right now. So that's kind of the coolest part is, man, here in my first year, man, I get to coach guys that I love, guys that love one another, guys that have a bond, that we have a trust, you know, and they're young adults. So it's kind of a cool experience being able to step into this chair, into this office, as we talked about, at the same time, man, with people that we're really close with, that we can just hopefully keep moving forward from where we were at last year.
And you know what? I know when you and I played, it was, we only got to really work out during October time, right before season started. So talk about now having the guys two sets of summer school now, then the fall when they get back in August, really work on the player development piece, but also we talk about team cohesion. being on one accord. So when adversity does hit, you really are a family. You're not trying to do it on the fly.
No doubt. I think that I think the best teams, they certainly have each other's back in all times. Like nobody's perfect. So man, when I make a mistake, do they have my back? When our fast break layup and a guy, you know, gets a little carried away, misses a dunk, are we getting right back on defense? Like, or are we blaming? Like, I think that's the cool part about our team is through all we've been through, we have each other's back through the ups and downs. Because there's going to be downs. There's going to be mistakes. There's going to be negative moments. There's going to be you run a perfect play and you miss an open shot. Like, those things happen in basketball. So it's about having one of those back. And as you said, like, we are on the court right now. It's more calm than during the season, but we're doing a lot. It's certainly in the weight room. We do groups of three or four right now, just trying to make sure we work on their individual development. We want guys to be better, no matter what position you are. We don't really have positions, but whatever position you are, you know, man, we want your ball handling to be better, your passing to be better, your shooting to be better. You know, we want everybody working on those things. We don't want this to be the last place that anybody plays basketball. I'm hoping in 5 years, I'm telling you, man, we had 12 pros on that team. So no doubt. And kind of in the spring, I think to me, we really work on a lot of individual stuff, especially coming off the season. In the summer, we'll still do some of that, but we'll start to put in some, you know, remind ourselves about some team concepts, certainly add some new ones. And then no doubt by the fall, September, October, and now you're starting to get wound up for the season. Now you're starting to do the technical stuff. Now we're figuring out exactly how we're going to run offense or what our defense is or lineups or those type of things. So I kind of think we're at that point now. We're kind of getting over the pat last season, moving on. And obviously there's been some change. So it's a lot of individual stuff, but no doubt we are fortunate now that we're allowed to be on the floor with these guys for, you know, even 4 on-court hours a week. I mean, that's 45 minutes a day for 5 days. And if we go hard, you don't need to go in the spring more than 45 minutes a day for 5 days. These guys love playing open gym. They love hooping. It's who they are. So they're in there all the time. And it's definitely a positive vibe. And that's obviously, as a coach, we want to continue to encourage that. I don't want to get in the way and when they're feeling good and we're getting better, it's not about me. It's about us trying to improve day by day. And we have a group that certainly is excited about doing that.
100%. And you know what? It's so good to hear that, man. Cause some of you, I mean, have kind of forced them to the gym. I was a guy. Yeah. I love getting on my shots. That's because I knew the play had to be a 3-and-D guy. So if I'm not shooting the ball, I'm not playing.
Everybody should work on shooting. It's crazy. I mean, you want to say Steph Curry's the best shooter in the world, man. I've been to Warriors camp. He shoots about 500 a day now. Like, you're good enough. So if you're a great shooter, you got to keep shooting. If you want to be a good shooter, you got to keep shooting. Man, if you're a guy that didn't shoot a lot of threes this year, but you want to make one a game next year, you got to keep shooting. So you definitely want the guys that want to be in the gym and that are about it.
100%. And you know, for you, being a Conference USA, man, seeing how tough it was, you guys got punch ticket win and then down in Huntsville, man, in pretty impressive fashion. Talk about Conference USA, man, and adding Kennesaw State in there right here in my backyard here. So you'll be hopefully coming here this year. But yep. talk about, you know, the depth of the teams you have in the conference, man. How's it be a tough, a lot of great coaches you all have in that conference?
It's a tough league, you know. I think like the home winning percentage this year was like the best in any conference, meaning anybody can beat anybody. Like when you go on the road, no matter who you play, you know, if the team technically is in first or a team's technically in last, man, everybody's a hard out. You know, I know we went – our last two games of the year were at FIU and at Liberty, and I think we lost them both by 2. And I thought we played pretty well. You know, FIU and Liberty are they were middle of the league technically in the standings. But man, like everybody has future pros. Everybody has coaches that really know what they're doing. Every team is prepared. Every team wants to win. So, you know, UTEP, New Mexico State are you know, shoot, UTEP is Texas Western. That's Glory Road, man. Like they've won one of the most famous national titles of all time. You know, there's history in those programs. You know, we added Sam Houston State, who was first place in the league last year. Obviously, Louisiana Tech, Jacksonville State, very good programs. Middle Tennessee is down in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, is one of our kind of biggest rivals. You know, so it's a very strong league. There's obviously a lot of experience. There's a lot of players that have played it, you know, in any conference in the country. There's a lot of guys that maybe didn't have an opportunity as a freshman at a Kentucky or at a Kansas or at an Indiana or at a Georgia. Rodney Howard on our team last year, played 1 year at Georgia, 3 years at Georgia Tech. comes and plays 1 year, and he's sixth man of the year in our league and all conference player. So there's a lot of guys that come and play on our teams that no doubt when you go to Georgia Tech, there's 12 players good enough to play there. You know, maybe as you get older and you learn from that stuff, maybe there's a little bit more of an opportunity as a senior to come here and play. So the coaches in our league do a great job at recruiting. There's a lot of historically very, very good basketball programs, and no doubt we're fortunate to be in one of the best leagues in the country.
Yeah, it's cool to watch when you all play MTSU, man. 100 miles of hate. It's funny to me.
Man, when you go down there too, like their court is blue and gray. So it's just a kind of a unique vibe. They always wear blue. We always wear red. So no matter if it's home or road, like you always wear the same uniform. No doubt. They call it 100 miles of hate, which is, you know, I think those nicknames and stuff are pretty cool. I mean, I don't know that anybody hates each other, you know. I think it's, but I think it's kind of sells the game and kind of adds to the rivalry. It's basketball hate, so which, you know, it's basketball competition, which I think is a positive thing. So it's a cool game to be a part of for sure.
Yeah, man, going to Tennessee State where I went to school at, man. I remember it was all in OVC together. It was Western and OVC, so it was Tennessee Tech, MTSU at the time, Austin Peay, Martin. So it was fun. Back in the old OVC days, not the new OVC days, but for sure. You all played always crazy. For us, was Austin Peay was the one that hated us the most. It was Austin Peay, right. But yeah. MTSU and WVU hate us the most.
Yeah, that seems to. No doubt, I learned pretty quick. If somebody asks you who our biggest rival is, it's middle. It's middle. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Coach McDermott does a heck of a job. He does a heck of a job down there, man. He's a good buddy of mine, too. He always hits me up about Atlanta Hawks stuff. So it's
great coach. Great coach for sure.
Yes, sir. And, you know, for you, Coach Florida, man, you know, been at Bowling Green, so you can get anybody you want to, man. So about recruiting in the South and recruiting Kentucky as well, finding the right fits for you as the COVID year goes away. So now having more young guys will be more able to do now, about all the old guys going to go foster out of the system now. The COVID year being the last year this year coming up.
Yeah, I agree. We're in a great area for recruiting because, I mean, we're not super far from cities both in the South and cities in the Midwest. Like we're kind of at a really good central location, and we're easy to get to. You know, and obviously there's a lot of players within 3, 4, 5 hours of our school. You know, shoot, right here in Kentucky, there's a lot of players now. Like, I mean, there's, you know, Kentucky, you know, Kentucky's a basketball state. You know, there's places that are football states or whatever, but man, you know, shoot, you grew up in Kentucky, man, you want to be a hooper. So there's a lot of really good players all throughout the state of Kentucky for sure. And no doubt we definitely want to start locally in our recruiting. So whether that's, you know, shoot, we have a young man from Evansville, Indiana, which is an hour and a half away. You know, we have a young man from Nashville, Tennessee, which is 1 hour away. Like, so whether it's Kentucky, Tennessee, Indiana, Atlanta, you know, any kind of, you know, there's a lot of different areas that are easy for, you know, for the guys to get home for a weekend, for their parents to come to a game, for family to be around, you know. And I think I think family being close really helps motivate us all to do our best at what we do. So, so no doubt we're in a great area for sure. As far as the COVID thing, this is the last year where, you know, fifth year, you know, COVID freshmen will be fifth year seniors this year. So no doubt as we move forward, it kind of gets back. That's a, you know, kind of a, to me, it's a unspoken part of why there's so much moving around and transferring, because there still are five classes of players, you know, squeezed into four, you know, and after next year, so it's really two senior classes. If you were a freshman in 21, you're a senior. If you were a freshman in 22, you're a senior. So there's really two senior classes this year. You know, and then when those guys are out, I think it will kind of get back to that, you know, typical four, you know, freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors. It'll kind of be a little bit more normal where we do have to get out and recruit. I think a big priority for us here in April and May and June is to try to find guys for the class of 2025, you know, to find high school players that want to step in and have a big impact. You know, I mean, I get it that, you know, kind of one of our recruiting pitches, and it's not a sell, it's the truth. I think that, you know, if a freshman wants to come in and play a big role in the class of 2025, we have an opportunity for that, you know, and if you target and identify and build those relationships early, you know, get those young men and their families to campus, man, they can see why this could be such a great opportunity. So we're definitely looking forward to doing that here as we get into next year.
And Coach Plon, let me ask you about the scheduling now. I know you're making schedules now, so how are you going to approach it now for us trying to get the right matchups, right home games for you all, and play the right team to get you ready for that tough, conscious a slate you have coming up in January?
Yeah, we're trying. We're working on it right now. It's a little bit of a work in progress. Sometimes I feel like coming off, I try to tell everybody I'm a rookie, but sometimes coming off a tournament with a tournament berth, you know, and returning a bunch of guys from that team, I get the impression not everybody's eager to play us. So we're trying to take on all comers. You know, we have a group that, I mean, I don't know, we were halftime of our NCAA tournament game versus Marquette. We're up by 7. So, like, we have a group that wants another shot on the big stage, and we're going to do everything we can to prepare ourselves for that. So, yeah, for sure. We want to get great teams here in Diddle Arena. We're going to go on the road and challenge ourselves against anybody that wants to, that thinks would be a good game for them. So I think that with kind of an older group like we have, I think it's going to be really important for us, no doubt, to try to, like I said, pick up where we left off. So I know that this group is eager to play the best of the best. So, you know, we're going to try to, we're at the very beginning stages, got a couple games locked in, got a couple good opponents already for sure. But man, we're trying to make sure that kind of over the next month or two that we find, you know, find some high level teams that no doubt will be a challenge. We're not trying to come up with a schedule that we feel like we'll go undefeated on. We'll try to win every game now, don't get me wrong, but the goal is to prepare and play to win those games, not to try to schedule to win games. We want to schedule to get better. We want to schedule to give our guys great experience. We want to play kind of, like I said, the best teams that'll play us. So we're piecing that together. And when that's complete, hopefully it's a 31 game schedule that everybody thinks will be a great challenge, but one that can prepare us for hopefully another NCAA tournament run.
That's one for your coach, man. So when you're not coaching your team hard, being around your team, man, how do you kind of get away from the game and kind of get some time for yourself and decompress? How's that for you?
There hasn't been a lot of decompressing since the season ended, to be honest with you. All this kind of happened pretty fast, and you know, it kind of moves around to the next thing. But I do think in the summer, I do think that just trying to find a balance, you know, with any kind of – I mean, I think successful people work very hard, but I also think that there's a balance that you have, you know, because you do want to be the best version of yourself in that work. You don't want to be overwhelmed. You don't want to be, you know, stressed out. You don't want it to be too much. So I don't know. I try to, you know, friends and family and certainly players and former basketball players. I think that kind of always fuels me. You know, you know, in junior college, you have a lot of guys that move on to different places. And you know, and so to me, the offseason is a great time to make sure you stay connected. I don't know. I used to try to play golf when I was younger, but now I play about two or three times a year, and it's frustrating. So that's not very relaxing. So I think I might have turned the page on that. At this point in life, man, going to someplace warm, maybe for a long weekend, seeing the water, sitting on a beach, relaxing. You know, we move a million miles an hour. So some people go on vacation to, I hate that word, 2 or 3 day break to do something. Obviously, sometimes we do it to decompress. So I just think trying to find a balance, but just having a kind of a positive, steady mindset kind of makes you the best version of yourself.
No doubt, Coach. I look forward to seeing you real soon, buddy. Glad you got the job, man. Hopefully you got the job, but you did, man. So look forward to kicking it with you, man, up there at Bowling Green, and come see you when I'm in town up there, man.
Appreciate it. Come up anytime. You know that.
All right, bro. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.